Hi, good question for you, Utica Smith. U like upper, T like Tom, E like Ellie, K like Kelly, A like Apple. Utica Smith, SMITH. Date of service is 9/11/2023. Date of birth is 12/28/1974. And date of accident is 10/19/2021. And also second accident 9/20/2022. Ms. Utica Smith is a victim of an automobile accident that occurred on 9/20/2022, where she was rear-ended as she was waiting at a red light. The impact caused her headaches, but no symptoms of TBI except forgetfulness. In addition, patient started having pain in the neck around 5, lower back pain 7, with numbness and tingling of both hands, including all the fingers, as well as pain in the left hip, left knee, and left ankle and foot, and some pain in the left shoulder, where there was some limitation of the movement up to 110 degrees of abduction. The patient has undergone a series of physical therapy since the time of accident, and her first visit with us was on 4/12/2023. She was seeing various physicians, and like Dr. Julie, Dr. Zafar, Dr. David Atkins, the patient has reported of some depression, and she was referred to a psychiatrist, Dr. Blair Gross, BLAIRGROSE, who is seeing her. Also a nurse practitioner, psychiatric nurse practitioner, V like Victor, ANTIS, is also looking after her. He is also going for a neuropsych evaluation and therapy. With, he has seen a neurologist, Dr. Ahmed, AHMED. Today her depression is minimal, and she reports that her pain level is only between 5 and 6. The shoulder pain on the left side is only 4. She is able to lift her arm in abduction up to 120, 130 degrees. Pain in the lower back is 5. And no radiation of pain is reported from the arm, from the neck to or lower back to the upper or lower extremity. She has independently some pain in the left, right hip and right knee, where the pain is worsen only on walking and sometime on sleeping. And she reports that she is not taking all the medications that were prescribed, and she uses when they want. She also did not take Namenda that was prescribed to her. We have asked her to hold all the medication and bring all the bottles so that one can review exactly what she needs. The pain level is between 5 and 6. ADLs are affected 5. The patient does report 60% improvement in the pains. Kindly review all the chart for the ADLs, for the system review, as well as additional history, current pain medications are Mobic and Neurontin. Substance abuse patient is not abusing any substances, but she does have a marijuana card. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication. Physical examination, the blood pressure will be ...164/63, pulse is 69, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam is the same from previous visit of 8/11/2023. The dictation number is 0819-047. If you will be so kind to mention in the shoulder exam that the range of motion of the shoulder joint is 130 degrees without pain, beyond which the pain starts happening in the supraspinatus tendon. Diagnosis remains the same as before plan. Well, we reviewed all the MRIs, which show the following. The patient has a herniated disc at C4, C4-5, bulging disc at C5-6, C6-7. Thoracic spine is completely normal, while shoulder examination on the left shows supraspinatus tendinopathy and also inflammation of the biceps tendon, AC joint arthropathy. Right shoulder shows subcoracoid bursitis, bicep pedal tenosynovitis, degenerative changes in the superior labrum, and supraspinal tendinosis. However, the patient has no pain in the right shoulder, according to her. Lumbar spine MRI shows facet degenerative changes of L4-5 and L5-S1, along with this small central disc herniation of L5-S1 and posterior disc marginal annular tear, with no significant spinal canal stenosis. All of these MRIs are discussed with the patient. All the options are discussed in detail. Patient has signed an affidavit. She doesn't want any injection treatment for any area, and she doesn't want any surgical consultation either. The patient will continue her physical therapy at once a week, unless the therapist feels differently for more therapy. In addition, medication-wise, patient refused to take any medicine. She didn't want any Mobic, Ortran, Zoloft, Neurontin, or Ferricet, or lidocaine ointment. She thinks they are not helping her. She's again referred to a counseling, psychotherapy, neurology referral, and a psychiatrist referral. The patient was accompanied by her caseworker. They'll be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.